This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The pandemic continues its relentless assault on the world. The Johns Hopkins University coronavirus case count stands at 14.1 million and is approaching 600,000 deaths. Part of that picture, China is reporting 16 new COVID-19 infections in its far western region of Xinjiang. The outbreak in the capital, Urumqi, is the latest to emerge since China largely contained COVID-19 in March. Authorities in the mainly Muslim Uyghur area have reportedly reduced subway, taxi, and bus services and imposed restrictions on people leaving the city. Rail service to the airport has been suspended. Major virus hotspots, the United States, India, and Brazil. Brazil is second in the world with more than 2 million infections and almost 78,000 fatalities. India is next with over 1 million COVID cases and upwards of 26,000 lives lost. We'll get to the U.S. figures in a moment. South Korea is reporting another 36 coronavirus infections. Most were imported from outside the country, though 18 cases have been traced to the area in and around Seoul. South Korea has mandated testing and two-week quarantines for travelers from abroad. Australia got some good news today, 50% fewer daily virus cases in Victoria State, from Friday's record high of 428 down to 217. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton calls it a relief, but he is cautioning people, especially in Melbourne, to remain diligent in a six-week lockdown. Being bored, he says, is better than being in intensive care. Meanwhile, the state of New South Wales has implemented restrictions that include bans on singing in choirs, dancing in nightclubs, and just mingling. The border between New South Wales and Victoria remains closed. Because of the pandemic, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has asked for a cancellation of next month's scheduled two-week session of the Australian Parliament. Morrison's chief health officer said there were too many risks involved, given the fresh COVID cases in the country. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA.